This is WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
You're tuned to WGNS, and today we're going to have a guest on the air from MTSU. In studio with us this morning, Ginger Freeman, director of the MTSU Alumni Relations Department, and a lot is coming up at MTSU. What are some of the different things that we can look forward to?
You know, the alumni office is offering a lot of things this summer. We've considered it our summer of fun. Appreciate you having us on this morning to talk about that. We have coming up at the beginning of June, June 6th, MTSU night at the Nashville Sounds.
Oh, cool.
So we're excited to be there. The first 150 folks that register and purchase tickets will get an MTSU hat. We'll be set up that night to meet and greet with some of our alums prior to the game. So we're excited, always excited to be at the Nashville Sounds. It's a fun night.
And for those who have not been to that new stadium since it's opened, it's really nice.
It really is. Lots of room to walk around and do different things. A whole area with cornhole and fun things on the side. Plenty of room for your kids to walk around before the game and when they get a little restless sitting in their seats.
That's right. So a lot happening there. And for those who have graduated from MTSU, if they would like to be a part of more of the alumni type events, is there an email list they can sign on to or anything?
Yes. If they go to our website, mtalumni.com, down at the very bottom of the website, there's a little spot that says update your information. Great place for them to go. Make sure they update their email address, their mailing address, employment, kids, all the things. That way we make sure that they're on our email list, but also on our physical mailing list so that they're getting their MTSU magazine. But of course, we do the majority of our communication via email. So very important that we have the most up-to-date email address.
And again, that True Blue Night at the Nashville Sounds, that's Thursday, June the 6th.
Correct.
And then some of the other items that are coming up, one of which I believe is pretty much full or close to it, right?
Right. We have Alumni Summer College coming up June 26th. 27 and 28. Very excited about that, as we will be talking about AI and analytics, which is
interesting
everywhere.
Topic, yeah.
Yes, which is everywhere. Alumni Summer College is a little bit different than profession. It's not really professional development, so don't want the college to throw folks off. So Alumni Summer College, we're in our 15th year of Alumni Summer College. It's a three-day edutainment. So you're getting some education, but you're being entertained along the way. We have a good time. It's a lot of community, a chance for alums to spend time together, catch up, meet new people, different age groups, but also learn about a new topic. We've done topics in the past, history, music, this year, of course, being AI and analytics. So it's going to be fun to learn more about that.
And more college classes, they are talking about and diving into artificial intelligence so that students who graduate in the near future, when they go into the job market, they're going to fully understand AI.
Correct.
And it's being used for so many different things.
Yes, it's good and bad in my mind. I see so many good things, but it just terrifies me a little bit of how that could be abused along the way as well.
I know there was a strike recently by the Actors Guild talking about how their likeness was in movies, even.
Right.
It's wild to even imagine
it
that.
It is, and voices. So we're excited to allow alums the opportunity to understand in general. I am not the most versed in AI, so I'm excited myself to get an overview of AI and how it's moving forward, how maybe it's affected sports, but then also music, images, how they're using it in movies, TV, and being able just to see just an overview of how those things are being used currently that we may not even be aware of.
We've even seen AI being used by law offices around the country to write legal documents.
Right.
Which is kind of scary when you think about it.
It is.
Again, our guest today, Ginger Freeman, director of MTSU Alumni Relations. Now, there's also other events coming up, some of which great for the family, including the Nashville Shores event. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be, what day is that one?
Let's see. Actually, the Nashville Shores, we have several activities this summer. If they go to our website, several activities that they get to pick the day. We got several companies to give us discounts. So there's a link on our website for Nashville Shores. They can go whatever day works. We decided that instead of us picking one specific day and it not work with your schedule, you can pick what day works for you and taking your kids, whether that's on the weekend or whether that's in the middle of the week. TPAC, similar. We will have certain shows that are available for a discount. And then, let's see, the National Museum of African American Music in downtown Nashville. We also have discounted tickets there that folks can go as well. So those are just some of the ones that we have just the discount for. After the sounds, we have an evening with MTSU alumni and mixology at Morning Glory Orchard in Nolensville. They are an apple, pear, and peach orchard in Nolensville, actually alumni owned. So they make their own hard cider, and they're going to just show us different drinks that you can make paired with meal, paired with food. So it's a little bit of food, a little bit of beverage in
so
June.
So many different activities in Middle Tennessee to do, and it's cool because MTSU alums show up in so many of these things.
Oh, they do. They do. And we're so thankful to have so many that own locations such as Morning Glory Orchard that are willing to work with us and give our alums an opportunity to do something a little bit different that's off the beaten path.
And going back to that TPAC and how you can get discounts for that if you're an alumni of MTSU, that's another field where MTSU is really excelling, and that is those who are going into acting, those who are going into music. You're mm-hmm. seeing Grammy Award winners
exactly.
who graduated from MTSU.
Yes, you are exactly right.
MTSU and Middle Tennessee has really become a place where not only music stands out, but also acting now.
Right. Yes.
It's wild to see how our local college or your local university intermingles with that.
Yes. And our theater program is amazing. So there'll be a show in the fall. I don't know what that one is yet, but anybody really, but local community always invited out to those shows through our theater department on campus in the fall and in the spring. We usually send that out, usually have even an alumni discount a little bit for those events as well on campus.
Another thing just around the corner at the Nashville Super Speedway, and that is the NASCAR weekend, which mm-hmm. is in late June.
Correct. I think one of the nights, and I am not a good NASCAR person, I love to just sit and watch, but don't know as much about NASCAR, but I think one of the nights, maybe Friday night, is a truck night. But there's something for a discount for all 3 days. So depending on what works for someone's schedule, if they want to go all three, that's great. But they can just pick and choose what they want to attend.
And just a few years back, the MTSU concrete department, where you can get a degree in concrete management, they were highly involved in the race, the IndyCar race that took place in downtown Nashville.
Right. Mm-hmm. The Grand Prix.
And I believe they still are.
I think they still are, yes, with the Grand Prix, which is moving, I think, this year a little bit. But
yeah, I think.
Because of construction.
Oh, there's so much construction downtown Nashville.
Yeah.
So they're moving to the Nashville Super yes. Speedway this year, but that department, they had a hand in making the reinforced concrete walls that you see around the raceway.
Yes, such an amazing program, putting so many out into the workforce and all the different areas of concrete research, production, management, so many things that they are involved in around the country.
Another item, because WGNS, we've broadcasted the Atlanta Braves games since mm-hmm. the 1980s, but
yes.
MTSU alumni, mm-hmm. they actually are able to get discounts on tickets.
Correct. On July the 22nd, that will be MTSU alumni night. So we're excited about that. $35 tickets, and a portion of that ticket will come back to the MTSU Alumni Legacy Scholarship, which was a great partnership with the Braves as well. We appreciated that.
So that's Monday, July 22nd. Mm-hmm. And this, again, all this information, it is on the MTSU website.
Correct. MTAlumni.com.
And then you have the Nashville Cats. Arena football, you can get tickets for that as well.
Yes.
And for that, mm-hmm. use the promo code GoCats?
GoCats. And I think that works actually for any of their home games this summer.
This is cool to see this much stuff that MTSU alumni can take advantage of and be a part of.
Yes. One other real quick that's been added that's an exciting new thing coming up and everybody's getting excited about is pickleball. So we are having MTSU alumni pickleball summer clinics. So for all those folks who have been hearing about pickleball and just want to learn a little bit more about it to decide whether they want to do that or not, we have two different clinics, one in June, June 15th, and one on Saturday, July 13th. You do not attend both. You pick one. They're 3 hours, 9 to 12, $18. We are partnering with the Murfreesboro Pickleball Association. So we will have the experts in, and they'll talk about safety. What are the rules? And then you'll have the opportunity. They have it all divided out. Then you'll have the opportunity to play. So that those that haven't played, such as me, and I don't know anything about it other than there's a paddle and a ball, can learn a little bit more about pickleball.
And we got new pickleball courts that are going to be built in Old Fort Park, I believe, this summer, actually.
I think you're right, yes. So now they're at a lot of the parks. Patterson Park, I know, is a big one. So that's exciting to have that out at Old Fort. And then this will give folks a chance to learn more about pickleball and what the processes are and how it all works before they just show up at a court.
And again, Ginger Freeman with us this morning, Director of MTSU Alumni Relations. And if anybody would like to learn more, is it on the mtalumni.com page, or can we just find it on MTSU's page?
Yes, mtalumni.com, and you can always email us at alumni@mtsu.edu.
That's easy enough to remember.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Again, Ginger Freeman, well, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Hi, this is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course. Come out and see us for all of your music needs. We've got guitars, pianos, amps, drums, PA equipment, rentals, lessons, most anything you can think of in the music genre. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church. We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
When is the best time to move to Adams Place?
We debated coming here for 3 or 4 years before we came, and I wish we had come a little earlier. Everything could be managed here, and that was a great blessing for us all. I've had a lot of support and a lot of friendships that have kept me going.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank. You'll notice some changes as we complete the transition to Old National Bank. The Murphy Spread team that you know and trust at Capstar are always ready to serve you. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
And now joining us in studio, we have Gina Poff, Director of MTSU's New Student and Family Programs and also Student Orientation, and with us, Dallas Brigman. How are both of y'all doing this morning?
Doing great.
Doing good.
So what is just around the corner?
Our orientation program, which we call Customs, and it's where we bring our new students, freshmen and transfers, and their families to campus to learn about campus, to meet the people, to kind of understand how things work and get them acclimated and comfortable with their new home.
Now, this is a time for both parents and students to come and learn more about everything they're going to be doing, I guess.
It is, and our parents and guests are important clients of the process, because they're the supporters and they're the ones that kind of push the students into and give them the support when they need, when they are nervous or worried.
I'm sure parents always have a lot of questions, concerns, worries. What are some of the things you hear?
Of course. Parents are worried about, where are my students going to eat? Are they going to be safe here? Is there plenty of resources if they get into academic trouble? How can they find help? And, you know, what happens if they're sick? Where can they park? Those kinds of things are always top of the list for parents.
And then for students, what are some of their worries?
Yeah, so students who come to Customs, a lot of the time they're like, you know, where are my classes going to be? How do I get to class? It's kind of their first time functioning as an adult outside of their parents' households for a lot of them. And so they're really nervous just about starting a new chapter of life, which is what Customs is kind of here to help them transition to that new part of life.
And Dallas, you recently what, graduated?
Yes, okay. I did.
So what was that first semester like for you?
Yeah, it was terrifying, honestly. It was it was really scary, you know, leaving my parents' house and kind of having to do everything by myself. But I think Customs is great because it gives you all the resources. So even though students are overwhelmed when they are, you know, transitioning in this part of life and they may be scared, Customs is there to kind of help them hold their hand and kind of say, okay, like, here's the resources for if you need tutoring, if you need like a place to stay and stuff. So
and how hard is it to find that first class that very first day?
It is terrifying. It is pretty hard, which is why you know, we say to come to like campus early and kind of like check it out and kind of get your surroundings kind of settled out.
Now, are most of the students who are going to Customs, going through the Customs period, are they going to be living on campus, off campus, or are they living at home still?
It's kind of a mixture. We only house about 3,000 students, so we do have a full housing occupancy, but the number of students that come from other states is really increased. So they're looking for places to stay. So a lot of the apartment complexes around, they're very helpful. Some of them even come to Customs to kind of offer their assistance in finding housing. But a good number do live at home. And so we always think living on campus is kind of the number one best way to really experience the freshman college experience, but it can be done in many ways. And when they do live at home or they do live in the near surroundings, we encourage them to come to campus often, spend time on campus, and kind of participate in the life of what it's like to be on campus.
I like how you say you only house 3,000 students. That's the size of a small town.
it is, but when you're looking at 20-something thousand plus, it's it is kind of a small number when so many other institutions require housing of their new students and it's expected. So it's a different option here, and it's kind of nice for students that don't have the funds or are unable to live on campus to have that option.
Now, on campus or off campus, I know those students who don't come to the campus on a regular basis and who are not involved in all the different activities, they usually don't do as well, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was me. I was actually a transfer student. So coming in kind of as a sophomore, I was the first semester, I really just kind of like went to my apartment, then went to class. It was almost like a transaction. Like I came to learn and then I would go home. But then I realized how important it is to get involved, because you're just missing that piece of like that feeling of commitment to campus and feeling like, okay, I need to go to campus, I need to get involved and stuff like that. So we have a lot of great organizations come to Customs at the yard party and kind of showcase like what we have to offer to students.
And it's very easy for a student not to get involved, and that's you know, that's not a good thing.
No.
But I could see where a new student who was kind of intimidated by the size of the campus, how many people are there, I could see where they would just kind of hibernate alone in their apartment.
Yeah, but it's the great part about having these organizations and involvement on campus is that it makes campus feel so much smaller. It makes you feel like, okay, so I know people in these clubs, or I know people through Greek life, or I know people through housing, and you see them on campus, and suddenly the campus of 20,000 people kind of starts to feel more like home.
And for the new students who come there for the first time, who go through the orientation process, I know we talked a little bit about some of their fears, but what are some of the things they say that they're looking forward to?
I feel like they feel part of campus, that we really, really push them to meet people. So it's not just learning about MTSU and getting your classes. We want them to meet other freshmen. We encourage them, you know, if they're in a group that we group our students based on majors. So they're going to be in majors similar to theirs and maybe taking classes. So we really encourage them to make a friend, and maybe they'll meet somebody in class and that's going to be their study buddy or whatever. So I think that piece of feeling part of and excited about campus is something that we do well at Customs.
Well, I know students change their major. You know, this probably happens a lot. But if you go in, let's say you're going to go into the nursing program, when you go to customs and orientation, you're going to meet other students who are going into that same field. Mm-hmm. And that I could see where that would help out a lot.
Yeah. And even if you do end up changing your major, you still kind of get to experience customs with so many other students that I know so many people who remember the people that they were in customs groups with, or remember people like, oh, I had lunch with them at customs. So even if you do end up changing your major, you're still meeting people. And it's great for the parents, too, to meet other parents as well.
Is customs an overnight event, or is it just a one day thing?
It's a one day event now. It is an all day, kind of full day. We do everything from acclimating you to campus, meeting people, exploring kind of buildings, to academic advising and class registration. And then, of course, as Dallas talked about, meeting students. That's the key. I mean, the ability to feel a part of something makes you want to stay. And if you don't, then it's much harder. So we try to, I guess, introduce that early on at customs.
Now, we mentioned students are sometimes hesitant to get involved in the different activities, but once they get involved, do you typically see them at just about everything, or are they, you know, scared after that point?
No, I think it's great because seeing students who are involved in things, no matter what organization or where it is on campus, you see them becoming a leader on campus, and it's easy to see the faces that really have gone out and stepped outside their comfort zones and become leaders on campus.
And sometimes students who didn't used to be involved in high school, when they come to college, they're totally changed. It's like this is their new place to make a new impact, and they're not as fearful as they were in high school.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a fresh start. Mm-hmm. They're more independent. They've got the ability to kind of make some decisions on their own and do things that weren't always expected of them to do, like in high school maybe. And so it's refreshing to watch that they do kind of start to shine differently. Mm-hmm. And take on harder things and more challenges than maybe they thought they could or their parents thought they could. So it's a wonderful growth time.
Again, with us today, Gina Poff and Dallas Brigman, talking about new student orientation or customs. What are the key things that you typically tell parents who are worried about their student going off to college?
We try to use customs as kind of the first step in getting them to kind of say, okay, I'm still your parent, I still love you, I'm your support system or your family or whatever, but it's your time to make these decisions. So we kind of structure customs around having the students go off and explore campus by themselves while having the parents have resources and having a Q&A session to kind of get them to kind of start to pull away from each other and kind of start to build that independence on both sides, for students to have independence on campus, but also parents to be independent of having to do everything for their students.
That's right.
Is it hard for the students to make normal decisions that their parents used to make for them, such as, well, tonight we're going to have this for dinner, or, you know, you need to go to this class first and you need to be there on time?
I think it can be, yeah. We really encourage students to stay on campus and not go home for the first 6 weeks of the semester to kind of avoid going home and having their parents defaulting to that kind of setting of, okay, mom's going to make spaghetti tonight, I don't have to worry about what I'm going to eat. Kind of staying on campus for those first 6 weeks and gaining that independence helps them learn that, okay, I do have to decide what I'm going to eat for dinner. I do have to decide when I'm going to wash my bed sheets and do my laundry and stuff like that.
Does the university get a lot of phone calls from parents that first week or two?
I think we probably do get some calls. We have a pretty active Facebook group, MTSU Parent and Family Association. And so there's a whole lot of communication and sharing of feelings and also pats on the back and you can do this, mom. They're going to do fine. So it's nice to see the network of parents with each other, because it's a new experience for them as well. It's not like an easy thing. You've been here for 18 years and suddenly, oh, the time comes and you just walk out the door. So the parents do give really good advice. We have probably about 10,000 members on that Facebook page, many of which have had kids graduate and go on, and that the ability for them to share their experiences and successes and learning from mistakes sometimes is helpful to parents that are brand new to the whole concept.
Do you see a lot of parents getting involved, like coming to games, things like that?
I do. I think the push is there for them to come. Students have such a great access to all the activities for free, and then very, very inexpensive ability to get guest tickets to things. Our parents these days have been very involved in elementary, middle school, and high school. And when, in my day, you know, I'm much older. My parents just kind of dropped me off and helped me move in, and that was the deal. And it's very different now. I think parents have been involved and invested, and that's not going to change. So it's good to see that support, though, continue.
And I guess it's different for every student. You got some students who they don't want their parents to even show their face near the campus.
Right.
It's very true. It's very true. We have a section in customs where the students are not present, and we allow the parents to ask any question that they want. And I always begin that by saying, your students are going to be out, so you won't embarrass them. They won't know that you've asked these questions, but you'll get your answers. And probably the students really want to know the answers too. They just don't want their parent to ask it.
Hey, and again, when is the first customs event going to take place?
We had two last week, and then we have two this week. So we've got one on Tuesday, and we have transfers coming on Thursday, which is a nice kind of different change, because these are somewhat more experienced students, but that are excited about a new surroundings at MTSU. So, you know, many of them are coming from community colleges that are much smaller than our high schools in Murfreesboro. So it's a nice way to introduce them to the campus and the new group of students that they're going to be taking classes with.
And how do you go about grouping each customs event? Because I know you said the students are going to often be with and meet with other students who are going into the same major. But as far as, all right, we have this amount coming in from other states, they're going to be on this day. How do you go about grouping that?
We try to group students based on their colleges that they're going to be in. And so they're going to often be with other majors, but we like to group them in our groups that we name after countries. And so you'll have people in Argentina who are all psychology students, and we have people in Bahamas who are all aerospace students. So we really try to intentionally place them together, so that way, like Gina said, they have people that they already know when they start classes.
Wow. So you have a lot of students and parents coming here for the first time from another country.
We do have a few international students. So the theme of customs is similar to when you're traveling and you go to another country and everyone's got to check your papers and make sure you're ready. We're trying to do that at MTSU. We're trying to make sure that they've got the resources and the knowledge that they need to be successful in their new place. We have 14 freshman sessions. So it gives an opportunity for students to, you know, select the thing that works, the date that works best for their schedule. Many of them work. Many of them are, you know, doing lots of other things, traveling. So this allows them to select a date that works best for their schedule.
Again, we've been talking with Gina Poff, director of MTSU's new student and family programs and student orientation, and also Dallas Brigman. Can all this information be found on the MTSU website?
It sure can. It's mtsu.edu/customs.
It's easy enough to remember.
Easy enough.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning.
We appreciate it.
FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Don't feel left out of the conversation. Call Dr. Sean Lancaster with Hearing Aid and Audiology Services. If you've been struggling with your hearing, I encourage you to give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
Renewable natural gas is an incredible resource with the ability to power your home and lifestyle. At Middle Point, we've broken ground on a state-of-the-art facility that will capture natural gas on-site and repurpose it into sustainable pipeline-quality gas. Once operational, this facility will produce enough energy to heat 40,000 homes per year. Learn more about this at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
And now in studio with us today, we have Dr. Janelle Hensey, Interim Associate Vice Provost in the MTSU Office of Student Success, and Bianca Washington, Director of MTSU's Upward Bound Program. So I guess starting off with the Office of Student Success, what is that?
We really look into our student population, success, their retention. We look at their progression. We're trying to make sure that students have all the support that they need, how we can handle those supports, triage those supports out to our various offices. And so at the office, we do a variety of different things, but we really try to focus in on our incoming students, our early arrival students, but we lend ourselves out to the entire population.
So you're keeping in touch with these students, I guess, throughout that first semester a lot
and
continue that.
Yeah, so we do that really well with our incoming Scholars Academy program and our early arrival program. And we actually stay with those students until they graduate. So those students come in 2 weeks before school starts. We get them acclimated to campus under the leadership of Dr. Michelle Arnold. And then we follow them and give them the support they need, getting them engaged in the campus, getting them connected to leadership opportunities. So there's a variety of things that we do offer those students, but we also make sure that we are extending ourselves to the general population. And so with our first generation students, we also kind of lean in to provide the support that they need as well.
So you're building these relationships that last, you know, the full 4 years of college, sometimes 6 years, depending on what you're doing, like, master's or even your PhD.
Yes. So even if they move on into grad school, then we try to still keep in line. I've had relationships with alumni of the Scholars Academy, continue to bring them back in to also share about their successes and the things that they've learned being at MTSU to the new cohort of students.
And then also the MTSU Upward Bound program, what is that?
The Upward Bound program is a TRIO grant through the Department of Education, and we are a pre-college program that serves high school students. So we provide all of the information and the support that students are going to need in order to get to college. So through that, we provide them with the support of getting through high school first and then giving them the opportunities to learn how to do ACT prep, go through things such as college tours and cultural things that they normally wouldn't be able to do on their own. And with that, we serve the student population that are going to be your first generation or income eligible students, as well as if they have a academic high risk need.
Universities all across the country, and especially MTSU, they're more involved with high schools and high school students, I think, than in years past. Today, more than ever, probably.
Exactly. That's going to be the best way to reach our students and get them onto the successful careers in which they dream of. So I think with TRIO programs like Upward Bound, that's going to be the best start to get you to universities such as MTSU.
And, of course, locally, these students already are very familiar with MTSU. And like you were saying, they may be on the campus for other stuff, but it does help out.
Yeah, that is correct. With the Upward Bound program at MTSU, we do serve high schools that are located in Rutherford County as well as Bedford. So right now we do have Community High School, Shelbyville Central, then we have Laverne, as well as Smyrna High Schools. Also, we can serve those students that may not attend those high schools but live in those target areas.
Are you seeing more and more students locally who may not be enrolled in one of the local high schools, but instead doing some type of online version of high school?
Well, recently, yes, you do see a lot of that. You do see more as well of students taking their dual enrollment. So you have students that are coming into college that are already freshmen. And so they're getting those classes out of the way while they're in high school. And so whether that is homeschool or whether that is taking high school classes, at home or online, you're still trying to figure out how can we merge those students into the campus that are, you know, their campus communities in which they would like to attend.
And that's a great opportunity because it seems like more and more students are taking college classes and getting college credits before they even graduate high school.
Yes, that is the number one thing that I most definitely try to push towards our students. If you can get any of your general ed classes completed while you're in high school, most definitely do that. We want to get them on that particular track so that when they come in to their particular college that they're already, you know, successful for what they need to do.
So what do students need to do to get involved in either of these two programs, and what do they need to be ready for when they actually get on the campus?
Yeah. To be a part of Upper Bound. So if you live in any of those target areas that was named, you can actually go see your high school counselor. We have applications there, as well as you can go to our website, which is mtsu.edu, upward-bound, and you would see our application there.
Oh, cool. And what is, I didn't even ask this in the beginning, but what is y'all's background before y'all went into these different programs?
Well, for me, I started off in the classroom. So as a faculty, I just recently merged into the Office of Student Success last October. And so for the administration part, so I've been in higher ed for almost 30 years now. So I've been in the area of student affairs. I've been in faculty in the classroom. And so now I'm in administration. And so being at MTSU the past 10 years, I've had an opportunity to extend myself in those various components.
Again, Dr. Jonelle Hensey, and I bet when you were in student affairs, that's got to be interesting, because you probably are dealing with a lot of new students who are curious. Some may get in trouble from time to time, but that's got to be an interesting field.
Yes, I really think that student affairs really strengthened my higher ed background, because it gave me the lens outside of the classroom. It gave me the touch of how important involvement is. And I think that MTSU did do an awesome job at getting our students involved so that they can have that sense of belonging, so that they can connect and meet with other students. And even in our various programs and degrees, I think even in those areas, they do offer those out of the classroom activities that strengthen the community at MTSU.
And if a student is not involved when they are attending college, things can fall apart pretty quickly.
Yes, yes. If we follow the research, we'll know that sense of belonging next to those relationships with their faculty members play a very strong role in persistence and graduation.
And if a student has problems, or if a parent has questions for anybody at the university, it's usually pretty easy to get those questions answered.
Yes, yes. Right now, with social media the way it is, with texting or being able to give students our contact information in our office, we talk with parents. We also talk with students daily. They can text us, they can call us. And so being able to be accessible to students and to address their questions and also walk them through the various concerns that they may have, we really try to give that high touch to our students, and so that when they leave, they feel confident to move to the next thing.
And then, Bianca, where were you before you started within the department you're in right now?
Before Upper Bound, I was actually in human resources. And so just coming back and being able to work with high school students, started working with our migrant program, and then from there got into education, into higher education.
But a lot of people management, if you would. So it sort of the same stuff, I guess.
Certainly. It doesn't change. It's just with the areas, but most of the time, your students and your population that you work with, they're all the same.
And again, for parents out there listening, what is the best thing, I guess, to search online in order to find more information about these two things?
Yeah, so you can visit our website. If you go into MTSU Office of Student Success, you can find general information there. Follow us on Facebook. We're always posting things there. They're very involved in the various Facebook groups on MTSU's campus. So we're always trying to extend our reach to parents as well as to students. So go and follow us on Facebook.
Sounds great. Well, again, thank you both for joining us this morning.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
Our guest today, Dr. Jonelle Hensey, and also with us, Bianca Washington, again, both from MTSU.
This is MTSU President Sidney McPhee. You're listening to WGNS, your local connection to Blue Raider Athletics.
WGNS AM, FM, online.